from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. If you're feeling nostalgic or just looking to get out on New Year's Day, San Francisco's Exploratorium will be open and celebrating the end of an era. This week, the Science Museum, founded in 1969, will close its doors at the Palace of Fine Arts and reopen in April at its new home at Pier 15. But even while movers are packing up, visitors keep streaming in. And when I visited a few days ago, Director of Exhibits Tom Rockwell told me that's the way it should be.
The day that the museum actually opened, they just left the doors open and people started coming in. They hadn't planned a big opening. It was open casually and we're closing it casually. And we think learning itself is always happening in new ways and is never finished. And in the same way, we think that a really lively museum about learning should be the same.
Now, I saw the moving trucks outside, but inside it's as busy as ever. What stage are you in at this point in the moving process?
Well, the big thing that's happened is that we've moved the shop.
And for those who've never been to the Exploratorium, what is the shop?
Well, most museums are kind of like an attic, a storage place where things get collected and then they get brought down for display. But we're more like a garage, an inventor's garage, and we're constantly making things. Our shop is one of our creative studios where we're discovering and constantly tinkering and looking for new ways to make new learning experiences.
Now, one of our reporters, Molly Samuel, was here not too long ago as you were moving fish over to the new location. What has been the most challenging part of moving these exhibits?
Life sciences exhibits that actually have living creatures in them is one of the big challenges because we have to get these new organisms acclimatized to the new location before we can actually have the exhibits be up and running.
So I also understand that this new site is also going to be more accessible and open more, too.
That's exactly right. I mean, so on the one hand, we have more availability of the bay and of the environment. But on the other hand, the city is much closer. And the ability to be open two nights a week, to be able to increase our adult programming is huge. And so we're kind of taking the best of both sides of the site, between the city with all of its hubbub of people and cultural developments, and also be right next to the bay with nature.
The Exploratorium is all about getting people to think differently and to learn more about their environment and the world around them and get their hands on exhibits. How does this new space change the experience?
Well, one of the things it allows us to do is to scale it up because we can do exhibits outdoors. And one of the amazing things about the outdoors is that we can use the changing tides themselves. We're actually instrumenting the landscape itself and using markers that will help you actually read the direction of the wind currents and the tide, whether it's going in or out, and actually sort of understand the dynamics of the larger environment. Another thing is that we're actually going to serve many, many more people with an outdoor space that is a huge free space. It's really a gift to the city of San Francisco. So all the people walking along that waterfront who may not be even thinking of going to a science museum are going to be able to wander onto our campus and interact with exhibits that, again, call attention to seeing the environment in a new way.
As this building reaches its final days, are you seeing a lot of people coming through for the last time for nostalgic reasons?
We are, and we've actually created a memory wall here where people, they can take a picture of themselves now and they can actually contribute their memories of the first time they came to the Exploratorium, and it's very moving to go down there and actually look at these cards where for some people it's the first trip to the tactile dome that they remember when they were in elementary school. Or for other people, they actually proposed to their future spouse here at the Exploratorium. So there's a whole range of experiences. So it's a big moment of transition for us.
Tom Rockwell, thank you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Tom Rockwell is the Director of Exhibits at the Exploratorium. The old museum's last day is January 2nd. It reopens on the Embarcadero in April. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.